Our next panel is doing business extraterritorially. So they made it extra hard to say as opposed to just globally. Our moderator is Chuck DeRoss. He is a partner based in DC with Morrison & Foerster. He is the global co-chair of their investigation and white-collar defense practice, and he's co-head of the FCPA and global anti-corruption practice. Previously, he served as deputy chief in the fraud section of the criminal division of the Department of Justice, and he focuses on complex white-collar matters. And I've had the privilege of watching Chuck help a client navigate a very complex FCPA matter in China several years ago. So with that, Chuck, take it away.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I think we like lost half the audience. They went out with the judges. I don't take it personally. I think they're all going to be back here because these are all important topics. So we've got a great panel here. And what I'd like to do is I'm going to introduce them. They can just say a few words about themselves because they will give you a pretty good sense of why they're here and what we're going to talk about. And then we're going to talk about sanctions, which honestly, I don't know shit about. It is being recorded. Sorry. I got myself in trouble a couple years ago using the S word. Sorry about that. And then some FCPA discussions and also some clients in the middle. So to my immediate left, your right, is Michelle Schutz from Schutz Trade Law, PLLC. So maybe you could introduce yourself
sure.
to the crowd.
Yes. Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle Schutz with Schutz Trade Law. And what I do is a little different from, I think, most people in the room. I only do international trade law. I've done that for 23 years. Importing, exporting, sanctions, embargoes, export licensing. What our team does is we're really in the weeds of importing and exporting, and we negotiate with the various agencies that administer those regulations. So based here in Dallas, and we have clients all over the world, and it's nice to be here, so thank you.
Excellent. All right, and then to her immediate left, your right, is Brent from National Oil Well?
Yes, that's right. So my name is Brent Benoit. I am the Deputy General Counsel and Chief Compliance Officer at National Oil Varco, or NOV as we're known now. We are a manufacturing company that manufactures oil-filled equipment and a lot of other things for the oil field sector. Before joining National Oil Well, I was at Locke Lord and was a trial and white collar partner there for many, many years, and happy to be here today.
And then Samantha is next to him. Samantha?
Yes, I'm Samantha Martin. I've been with the Division for Enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission for over 10 years now, and most of that time I have spent in the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act unit, and I am the lone government enforcer on this panel, and everyone has still been very nice to me, so thank you.
It's a good start. It's a good start. Bernie.
Sure. Hi, Bernie Wolfley from Anchor Consulting in Washington, D.C. I'm a forensic accountant by training, and for the last 10 years or so, the vast majority of my work has really involved cross-border investigations and sort of the review. So yes, FCPA, but also a lot of other investigations that touch different countries and countries where there's a challenge in doing business.
Excellent. All right. So as I said before, it's going to be mostly sort of sanctions and FCPA is what we're going to be focused on. As I said, I really don't know anything about sanctions, so there are going to be no leading questions. They're all going to be open-ended, and I'm going to be learning as much as you are because we've got some great panelists to talk about it. As best I can tell, OFAC enforcement is up. There's a big focus, and certainly I've seen DOJ announce that I think sanctions is the next FCPA, and they've been talking about 25-plus new prosecutors and all kinds of other stuff. So let me maybe hand it off first to Michelle to maybe kind of set the table, if you will, and talk a little bit to folks about what they should be thinking about and focused on.
Sure. So as I mentioned, I deal with sanctions and embargoes a lot. And there are several different agencies that you want to know about. So first of all, OFAC, the Office of Foreign Assets Control, Chuck mentioned, they monitor the sanctions and embargoes on the various countries. But we also have the Commerce Department, and the Commerce Department's Bureau of Industry and Security monitors export licensing. So a lot of times when we have a sanctions case or an embargo case, we have both BIS and OFAC piling on penalties onto the company.